This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. About a year ago, one day, I posted on my Facebook the following update. Soy colombiano. I am from Colombia. Of course, that's not true. I was born in Argentina and moved to LA at age 20. But the music of Colombia, its richness, intensity, and passion has moved me to feel as if I belonged to that amazing country myself. Colombian music is by far my favorite Latin American music, so I'm very happy about today's show, dedicated to salsa, cumbia, vallenato, and rock, a tribute to my adoptive musical country, the land of the million beats, Colombia. So what are we starting with today, Josh?
Well, Ernesto, I felt it would be apropos to start with, the group that I think of as the Colombian alternative rock icons. I'm talking about Aterciopelados, the group led by Andrea Echeverri and Hector Buitrago. Now, I've been a fan of this group for, God, I'm scared to say, almost close to 20 years now. But my very favorite album of theirs, and I think it might be yours too, Ernesto, is their 1998 Grammy-nominated record, Caribe Atomico. That album and the title track, Caribe Atomico, have always grabbed me. This was when Aterciopelados were kind of flirting with electronica, as well as, you know, traditional sounds from their own country. And I felt that they married it very well, the trip-hop and, you know, the psychedelia, as well as, you know, more traditional elements of Colombian music. So I felt, why not take it back to 98 here with some Aterciopelados, Caribe Atomico.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative.
Canoita de Dios,
me voy pa' Betén.
Ay, pa' Betén.
Ay, pa' Betén.
Well, from the rock and trip-hop and Latin alternative sonics of Aterciopelados, we jumped into some tasty cumbia soundscapes, and that's exactly what the music of Colombia represents to me, that dizzying variety, those colors. You really never get bored with Colombian music. This was Grupo Niche, the legendary Afro-Caribbean band from Colombia, led by Jairo Varela. Sadly, he passed away recently. So, in memory of Jairo Varela, we remember the track Canoa Rancha. This is from 1995, a great Grupo Niche album called Etnia, really one of their best efforts that began just disrupting any expectation that we could have of Grupo Niche's salsa band. This album, Etnia, began with a cumbia, and that's what we heard, Canoa Rancha.
And now we're going to go more to the present. Actually, Bomba Estéreo, one of Colombia's leading proponents of, I guess you could say, modern alternative cumbia mixed with hip-hop and alternative rock. These guys scored a pretty big hit about 5 years ago with the song Fuego. It's also been, I think, in a couple of video games and movies. This song, I think, is kind of an anthem for any of my alternative leading Colombian music aficionados. And so we're going to check out a song. This is from their 2009 album Blow Up. And, you know, Ernesto, I'm just a big fan of this group live as well. The lead singer, Lee Salmet, she's barely 5 feet tall, but quite a commanding stage presence. If you ever have a chance to see Bomba Estéreo live, do catch them.
Absolutely.
Mantén.
This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
De donde vengo yo, la cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra nos salimos. Vengo yo, de aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío y el calor.
De la zona de los rapis, mami, papi. Tenemos problemas, pero andamos happy en comparsa. También bailamos salsa y bajamos el río en balsa. El calor se siente, y no hay problema pa' tomarse su botella de aguardiente. Hace el día esté soleado, te la pasas en guayabao.
Todo el mundo toma whisky,
ajá.
Todo el mundo anda en moto,
ajá.
Todo el mundo tiene carro,
ajá.
Menos nosotros,
ajá.
Todo el mundo come pollo,
ajá.
Todo el mundo está embambado,
ajá.
Todo el mundo quiere irse de aquí, pero ninguno lo ha logrado.
¿De dónde vengo yo? La cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra nos salimos. Vengo yo, de aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío, el calor.
¿De dónde vengo yo? Sí, mi señor. Se bailan verbena con gorra y con short, con raros peinados o con extensión. Critique a mi amigo, lo critico yo. Si tomo cerveza, no tengo el botín. Y si tomo whisky, hay chavo y blin blin. Y si tengo oro en el cuello colgado, ay, 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 es porque estoy montado.
Todo el mundo toma whisky,
ajá.
Todo el mundo anda en moto,
ajá.
Todo el mundo tiene carro,
ajá.
Menos nosotros,
ajá.
Todo el mundo come pollo,
ajá.
Todo el mundo está embambado,
ajá.
Todo el mundo quiere irse de aquí,
ajá.
Pero ninguno,
ajá,
lo ha logrado.
¿De dónde vengo yo? La cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra nos salimos. Vengo yo, y aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío, el calor.
Acá tomamos agua de coco, lavamos en auto. Todo el que no tiene anda en rapimoto. Carretera de tapa pa' viajar. No hay plata pa' comer, pero sí pa' chupar. Característica general, alegría total. Invisibilidad nacional e internacional. Autodiscriminación sin razón. Racismo inminente, mucha corrupción.
Monte Culebra, máquina de guerra. Desplazamiento por intereses en la tierra. Subienda de pescado, agua por todos lados. Se ve pesa que ni el Discovery ha explotado.
Pero mina llena de oro y platino.
Yo,
reyes en la biodiversidad.
Hey, yo,
bochinche entre todos los vecinos.
Hey, yo,
y en deporte ni hablar.
¿De dónde vengo yo? La cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra nos salimos. Vengo yo, y aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío, el calor.
Chayo, Condoto, Divina, ajá. La Quinta, San Pedro, Chequita, el disfraz. Chayo, Condoto, Divina, ajá. La Quinta, San Pedro, Chequita, el disfraz. Chayo, Condoto, Divina, ajá. La Quinta, San Pedro, Chequita, el disfraz. Chayo, Condoto, Divina, ajá. La Quinta, San Pedro, Chequita.
¿De dónde vengo yo? La cosa no es fácil, pero siempre igual sobrevivimos. Vengo yo, de tanto luchar, siempre con la nuestra nos salimos. Vengo yo, y aquí se habla mal, pero todo está mucho mejor. Vengo yo, tenemos la lluvia, el frío, el calor.
You are listening to the Latin Alternative, and if you're just joining us, this is our spotlight on Colombia and its very diverse music scene. We just heard the Afro-Colombian hip-hop group Choquibtown. They scored a Latin Grammy win a few years back for their album Oro. And Ernesto, you know, it's really interesting, Colombia. You know, I think here in the United States, when we meet Colombians, it's you don't necessarily think of the country as having a large, you know, Afro-Colombian population, but they're, you know, slavery was very real, and there is a very large black community, especially in the province of Choco. That's actually where Choquib Town take their name from. And, you know, the African Colombian population has really left an indelible mark on the music scene in Colombia, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I think there's a thread line, Josh, that unites all of Colombian music. For instance, the rapper with Choquib Town, Goyo, is none other than the niece of Grupo Niche founder Jairo Varela, also from Choco, of course. And in fact, when I interviewed Goyo, she was very proud to talk about her famous uncle and all the amazing salsa anthems that he has generated. And I also think that Colombian music is very inclusive of all the races and all the cultures. You know, Colombian music is based on this beautiful meeting of European melody and African rhythms and indigenous sensibility. And now we're going to go back to the golden era of Colombian music, with everything was new, when musicians like Pacho Galán and Lucho Bermúdez, some real masters of songwriting and instrumental music, and they were just creating the roots, the foundations of Colombian music. We're going to listen to this wonderful tune by Maestro Lucho Bermúdez. I describe him as the Benny Goodman of Colombia. And this is Fiesta de Negritos. This is Lucho Bermúdez celebrating the gatherings and the parties that all the Afro-based people in Colombia have, with tons of fantastic music. This is one of them, Fiesta de Negritos by Lucho Bermúdez.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and this is our spotlight on Colombia. We just heard one of the country's leading electronic artists, Pernet. Now, admittedly, I was not really familiar with Pernet's music until my own trip in 2011 to Cartagena, Colombia. You know, full disclosure, I'm the vice president of Nacional Records, label home to a lot of very cool Colombian alternative acts like Aterciopelados and Bomba Estéreo. So when I was at a record store at the Cartagena airport, and I asked the clerk, you know, what cool alternative music do you have? And, you know, he whips out the Bomba Estéreo CD. I'm like, yeah, we released that in the United States already. Thanks. He whipped out Aterciopelados. I said the same thing. But then he pulled up a CD from an artist I'd never heard of, Pernet. I quickly fell in love with this artist. I really dig sort of the psychedelia and how it merges with, you know, cumbia and electronica. Definitely a very cool artist to keep your eyes and ears on. Unfortunately, you know, he hasn't really done much touring in the United States, but I certainly keep my fingers crossed that he'll come here sometime. You know, another act that is pretty big in the Colombian electronica scene is Monareta. This song, Llama, I think it was actually featured in Ugly Betty in the television series a couple years back. I dig it. It's just kind of like a really fun song. It's great to blast at a party. And, you know, again, this is a tune that is mixing up the cumbia elements with the electronica. And we're going to check it out. This is from their 2008 album, Picotero. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Que te vas, na 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 na. Que te vas. Yo sé que todas las flores del campo se marchitan si te vas, si te vas, que te vas, si te vas. motivos que no quiero recordar más. Yeah, na, na, na. Llora, corazón, llora. Allá en Caracas, el puente sobre.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm Ernesto Lechner, and today I'm in musical heaven because we're paying tribute to my favorite musical country of Latin America, that would be Colombia. And we just listened to a great example of why I love this music so much. You know, its earth-shattering precision and devastating funk. That was Fruco y Sus Tesos. Just an amazing, mythical Afro-Caribbean band that began its activity in the 70s and continues strong to this day. Actually, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be lucky enough, Josh, to see them live here in Los Angeles, to see Fruco again. We'll listen to Flores Silvestres. That was a very adventurous time for Afro-Caribbean music in Colombia because there were elements of psychedelia and funk mixed in with the salsa. And of course, the voice of the unforgettable crooner Joe Arroyo. Fruco is actually Ernesto Julio Estrada is his real name. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays the bass, piano, percussion. He's an arranger, a composer, just a musical genius, self-taught. I understand he has no formal musical training, but his output has been just prodigious. So earlier we heard a classic tune from Fruco y Sus Tesos. Now we're going to listen to a collaboration and a friend of the Latin Alternative, Daniel Jiménez Afanador. He's a Colombian singer-songwriter from Bogotá. He favors more of a pop rock style, but recently he went to Colombia and he decided to change his style a little bit and record a collaboration with Fruco. Fruco was kind enough to oblige, and they did. They held an amazing session. We're going to listen to this single now. This is Daniel Jiménez Afanador with members of the band Roxy en Café, and of course with Fruco himself performing the tune Como Duele.
Dicen por ahí que nadie puede y nadie debe vivir sin amor. Ay, si no pudieras, no quisieras vivir sin mí. Dicen los que saben, tanto tienes, tanto vales. Lo valgo mucho para ti. Si yo pudiera hacerte ver, la tristeza de mi abrazo y del peso de mis penas. Si es que duele a ti quererte y te me escapa entre los dedos, estas sábanas me hieren. Alguien más estuvo aquí. Si yo pudiera hacerte ver, si yo pudiera hacerte ver que si te vas, te vas a perder. Si yo pudiera hacerte ver, si yo pudiera hacerte ver.
Lleva la marca de tu cuerpo y las heridas de tu mentira. En esta cama compartida no hay espacio para ti.
Ay, cómo duele, ay, cómo duele el corazón. Ay, cómo duele el corazón. Ay, cómo duele el corazón. Ay, cómo duele, ay, cómo duele el corazón.
Ay, cómo duele tu mala maña y mejor me voy para mi casa. Sigue lloviendo en esta ciudad y tengo un nudo en la garganta. Si yo pudiera hacerte ver y tú pudieras entender que como yo no te va a querer y en esta ciudad te vas a perder.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
That was Carlos Vives, the master of vallenato rock. Now, for people who don't know what vallenato is, this is one of the key genres of Colombian music. And in a way, it has a sensibility that is very close to rock and roll. It is based on the sound of the accordion, and it has rollicking melodies, and the lyrics are seeped in emotions, passion, love, regret. And Carlos Vives, he became famous in the 90s, just mixing those two, mixing vallenato with rock. And we heard Como Tú, the opening track of one of his best albums, El Rock de Mi Pueblo by Carlos Vives. And Carlos Vives, of course, is a very important figure in the landscape of Colombian music. And I understand we're now listening to a project that has a lot to do with Vives, right, Josh?
That's right, Ernesto. You know, Carlos Vives, what a voice, incredible vocalist in the vallenato genre. But, you know, his backing band, Bloque, I was always a really big fan of these guys. You know, they come from a much more of a rock and roll background. And, you know, they kind of brought some of those elements into Carlos Vives' music. But when they came out with their first solo album back in 1998, they really put the rock more in the forefront. They were signed to David Byrne's label, Luwakabop. You know, at the time, I remember they were calling themselves, their genre, psychotropical cumbia funk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would describe them almost like as cumbia meets Led Zeppelin. You know, they always had a lot of guitar riffs going on. And this song, Daño en el Baño, could translate, I guess, as like damage in the bathroom. And I remember Ivan Benavides, the lead singer, talking about this song and how it was just talking about everything being broken, like the plumbing's broken, you know, the electricity's off for several hours a day. And at the time in 1998, you know, Colombia was going through a bit of, you know, economic troubles and the drug wars. And, you know, I think he wrote this song at a time that hopefully is a little more in the background and as Colombia kind of advances. But, you know, it describes the day-to-day struggle in Bogota. So without further ado, we're going to check out Bloque and the positively rocking track Daño en el Baño. You've been listening to The Latin Alternative in our special spotlight on Colombia. If you like what you're hearing, we hope you'll join us on either Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to be wrapping things up with today?
Well, today we're finishing the show dedicated to Colombia with a female singer who I wish could record more albums. She only has released one album, sadly, for me. Her name is Verónica Orozco, and the reason is that she's more of a model and an actress. But in 2006, she released a debut album that, in my mind, I mean, I think it's really just delicious, tongue-in-cheek. It has a lot of humor, some great melodies. And I have to admit, Josh, that I'm a huge fan of inappropriate album covers. Roxy Music having delivered some of my favorite album covers in history. And I think if you check out Verónica Orozco's debut album, this has a very, very inappropriate album cover. So I think she deserves extra praise for that. I'm going to leave you with Miénteme from 2006. And Verónica, if you're listening, please, could you record another album for us?
Gracias. We'll be back at you next week.
Hasta la próxima.
Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.